Morena, good morning. This is your Wātea English News. The head of Moana says the deal to take over Sanford's annual fishing catch entitlement for North Island inshore fisheries gives the iwi-owned seafood company the certainty it needs to invest confidently in future activities. The multi-year deal has been cleared by the Commerce Commission, and the two companies are working through final details on staffing and transferring of some processing assets. Steve Tarrant says Moana will lease the quota for around $10 million a year. It also takes over the contract fishers and some staff and processing facilities. He says it means the company will be able to give contract fishers the certainty they need to refresh their fleets, which will make the industry more attractive for young Māori.
We've got old boats, we've got old ageing boats. They're not very comfortable. This day and age, there's lots of other options available to a young Māori into employment. We've got to make it attractive, but also create and show them a pathway through our businesses or pathway to their own ownership. And this scale allows us uncertainty because it's a 10 plus 5 plus 5 deal.
Steve Tarrant. A Māori political scientist, Lara Greaves, says a critical question if there is a change of government is what concessions National will give ACT in the treaty space. ACT is campaigning for a referendum on co-governance, which, if passed, would trigger a law defining the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. Lara Greaves from Victoria University of Wellington says traditionally, National in government has been closer to the centre.
There's been a lot of media coverage about the extent to which ACT would try to disempower Te Tiriti and, you know, remove treaty sections from reports and things along those lines, whereas National's kind of pushing back against that. They won't necessarily, I think the big question for me is the extent to which when they're in government with ACT, they will give concessions to ACT in the treaty space. That's the big thing that I'm looking for.
Lara Greaves. Two polls yesterday indicated a change in government is likely after the October 14th election. The Guardian Essential poll found support for Labour had slumped 2.5 points to 26.9% since August, with National on 34.5%, while the Greens picked up Labour's vote to poll 11%. ACT fell 1.3 points to 10.3%. New Zealand First strengthened to 6%, giving it the ability to decide the next government. The latest One News Verin poll also had New Zealand First returning to government, but without the negotiating power. National on 39% and ACT on 10% would give them enough seats to govern. It put Labour on 28% and the Greens on 10%. Te Pāti Māori registered at 2.5% in the Guardian poll and 3% in the TVNZ poll. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!